Yeah, let's move to the semiconductor chip space, if you will, and more pain here for some of the corporates involved, with NVIDIA, the latest one, to give a weak forecast for the current period. It does suggest that demand may be even worse than feared. Let's get over and discuss all this with Ian King, Bloomberg News U.S. semiconductor reporter. We got to the moment after hours, 4.5% down NVIDIA. Now, they missed their forecast by $1 billion. Now, surely these corporates, these companies, normally try and under-promise and over-deliver. This is not the case here.
Yeah, I mean, what NVIDIA is basically saying is, look, we have got this mountain of inventory that essentially the massive dip that we're seeing in consumer spending driven by inflation caught us out. We just couldn't respond in time. We have all of these chips. Our suppliers have all of these chips that we just don't have the absolute demand for, so we're just going to undership what's going off the shelves for the next couple of quarters and make sure that all of this works its way through the system and that we get back to a more healthy position.
Is this a darling that's kind of gone off the rails, or is this all understandable given this sort of progression of the pandemic and bottlenecks and the like?
A mixture of both, I would say. I think what has been underestimated by investors is the amount of these GPU chips that NVIDIA makes that were actually in the hands of the crypto miners. And that's obviously a very volatile situation, and there's new technology underway that will basically mean that NVIDIA's chips won't be used for this market anymore. So there's been a lot of lack of clarity there. But on the flip side, look, this is what the chip industry does. It always gets ahead of itself, it always gets caught out, and it always then has to do this called inventory correction. The question is always how long.
So, Ian, I mean, we have a situation right now also that other PC makers are feeling it. And tell me about gaming revenue and how that really held up, if it did hold up at all, which I'm sure it didn't. And on top of that, one of the other main drivers of growth that we've seen is the data centers. Yeah. Now, how are they doing, and what's the sort of forecast for them looking ahead? Because that's going to really also be something that we're going to be perhaps looking at again in the next quarter.
Yeah, no, I mean, you've nailed it. These are the two things that people are worried about. Just spoke with the CEO about half an hour ago, and he said, look, fundamentally the gaming market is in a good place. Lots of games out there, lots of new technology, there's lots of excitement, but, consumer spending is what it is. We'll just have to work our way through this. So obviously that's a rather sort of, how can I put this, less bullish approach than we've heard from him about that market. Data centers are a very different situation, though. He's saying, look, we just literally can't meet demand. We can't get enough of the support chips we need for the cards, we need for the systems. Otherwise, we'd be even better than this record level that we're at. So two very different situations. The chip industry is kind of two faces, if you like, that we're still not out of the chip shortages, but we're already into oversupply of other types of chips.
So consumer electronics and smartphones suffering, I guess, a lot here. And part of that can be explained, I suppose, by inflation. But since data center is more on the enterprise side, that looks pretty solid and maybe enough to wrench things back.
Yeah, I mean, the balance of these two businesses for NVIDIA is very much at that point, right, where if data center has a really, really good quarter and gaming stays at kind of this level, then data center will be more important. But overall, the problem, Brian, is that there is concern amongst the analysts based upon what other chip makers have said, that guess what, where consumer leads, then enterprise will follow, because we'll see an overall weakness in the economy, and that'll cause large companies to cut their budgets, and that'll just work its way through into things like NVIDIA's data center business. So that's the abiding concern. NVIDIA's CEO said, don't worry about that. We're not seeing that. The technology reason for all of this data center spending is still strong. Don't panic, kind of thing. But that's definitely an underlying concern, and I think that's, you're asking the right questions there.
Ian, let's have also look at how NVIDIA stacks up next to its rivals. And, they've said similar things. Does this perhaps lead, though it would be because of the number of them, cause regulatory concerns, some consolidation?
The problem, I think, is that there's been so much over the last 4 or 5 years that we're down to a very few players. And as we saw with NVIDIA and their attempt to get hold of ARM, that there's just so much opposition amongst the customer base, you know, those willing to whisper to regulators around the world, that, you know, consolidation is just very, very difficult to go through as a process, because there's so many ways to undermine any deal that gets proposed, that there just doesn't seem to be a huge amount of appetite for that right now. Anything that's not small and just roughly an add-on that nobody cares about kind of thing.
Just in 10 seconds, margins?
Margins held up well because we're moving to the data.
So that sort of speaks to management, I suppose. And yeah, anyway, out of time this time, but Jensen Huang's a good operator. Interesting to see how long it takes for the company to bounce back. Ian King with us, as usual, providing some insightful commentary.